On this week's episode of the Weekly Wealth Podcast, we're going to talk about a topic that resonates deeply with our mass affluent audience, and that's how do we balance living with some luxury, enjoying the fruits of our labors, and also philanthropy, and how do we help the world? So is it okay for me to live a little bit of a luxurious life or have some nice things, or should I simply be helping others? These are tough questions, and I struggle with this as much as anybody else. So let's navigate this journey together, and I hope that you enjoy this episode.
This is the Weekly Wealth Podcast with certified financial planner David Chudik, where we discuss the wealth-building mindsets and tactics that can help you to build and maintain wealth for you, your family, and your business.
Have you ever wondered why you have an abundance in resources, both financial and otherwise, yet there are so many others who are struggling? Have you ever wondered why you might have a nice car, yet others in your community are walking? Have you ever wondered why you are not lacking in any material things, yet there are those in your community and in the world that are hungry every day? For many of us, enjoying the fruits of our labor comes with a side of guilt. We ask ourselves, is it right to enjoy luxuries when there are so many facing hardships? You know, it's a valid question and a natural feeling. In fact, there's a homeless shelter just a few minutes from my office, and I pass it every day on my way home. Acknowledging this guilt is a first step towards managing it. Remember, your financial success does not diminish your empathy and capacity to contribute positively to the world. So, how much of our resources should go to contributing to the world, and how much should go to some of our wants and desires? And this is a really, really interesting question, and it's something that I think about a lot. So the balance between enjoying wealth and giving back is dynamic. It's a personal journey. It's normal to feel guilty at times, but these feelings can be a powerful motivator for positive action. So use those feelings of guilt as a catalyst to make mindful choices that reflect your values and the awareness of the world around you. Philanthropy can be a powerful antidote to our guilt while also helping the world to be a better place. Giving back isn't just about donating money, it's about using your resources, which could be your time and your expertise, to have an impact. So start with what feels right to you, understanding that generosity isn't solely measured by amounts. It's the intention and impact that count. And remember, your contributions, no matter the size, are part of a larger collective effort to address the world and your community's challenges. When it comes to luxuries and giving, it's really about finding joy in what we have and making choices that align with our values. Maybe instead of a strict budget ratio, let's think about intentionality. Before indulging, maybe ask yourself, will this truly add value to my life? Or ask yourself, could the resources that I'm spending on this luxury, could it be part of the greater good? Could it be used to help others in a significant way? Also, a good rule of thumb to follow is to give first. If you give first, then use your money to plan and prepare for the future, most of us then feel much better about indulging in luxuries. Another valuable exercise is to practice thankfulness. When we are acknowledging the blessings and gifts in our life, it sometimes creates more generosity in our hearts. It sometimes reduces or eliminates a desire to indulge in luxuries, or even strangely enough, sometimes it just gives us a peace to know that it's okay, that we can buy some nice stuff at times as long as we've handled the other priorities in our life first. I heard it once said, and it was really life-changing, that there's nothing wrong with having nice stuff as long as nice stuff doesn't have us. The other thing to do when you're thinking about luxurious items or expensive trips or anything like that, and again, there's nothing wrong with these things in most cases, but ask yourself why. Are you just simply trying to keep up with the Joneses? Are you maybe buying things that you can't afford just to impress people that you don't like? You know, in a lot of cases, pride comes into our hearts and we may want to have the expensive, flashy items just so we appear to be able to fit in with the people that we think have more money than we do. So ask yourself why. Now, on the other side of it, there are truly areas in life where indulging in certain things that we enjoy just brings us more fullness and richness to our lives. So there's nothing wrong with enjoying the things that you like. If you enjoy a great meal, having a dinner at a nice fine restaurant to the extent that your financial reality allows, there's no problem with that. But I caution us all just to ask ourselves why. And then ask ourselves, does this purchase or does this luxurious item or does this indulgence, does this fit within my value system? So to me, it becomes a totally individualized question for each of us to ask ourselves. And our faiths and our personal values should have a large bearing on the question. I personally live a pretty mundane life. Those who know me would testify that I certainly don't have any $10,000 Italian suits or anything like that. But like anybody else, I do enjoy indulging once in a while. There are some nice restaurants that, once or twice a year, I like to go to and I like to spend, what ends up maybe being an exorbitant amount of money on a meal. Now, on the other side of that token, I remember about 10 years ago, some friends of our family and ours, we went camping in the woods of the Smoky Mountain National Park. So we literally sleeping in tents outside. And it's one of those times where we had great memories and it was just an incredible time in the mountains, but it was certainly not a luxurious vacation. 2 or 3 weeks later, or within the same month, we also had the opportunity to attend a conference at a Ritz-Carlton hotel that was on the ocean. So we went from one extreme of staying in tents in the forest to the other extreme of staying in an ultra-luxurious hotel on the beach. And you know what? While they were both great in a lot of ways, I don't know, maybe I enjoyed camping a little bit more. So sometimes we think that the high-ticket items, the high-ticket vacations, the things that cost more are going to bring us more joy, and sometimes they just don't. Because for me, it was really about being around the family that I love and around some really, really good friends and having that sort of fellowship. So if you have any questions like these that are not specifically about money, about where you should invest your money, things like that, but it's just some philosophical and mindset questions, email me, david@parallelfinancial.com, or go to my website, www.weeklywealthpodcast.com, and click on the schedule a chat button at the top, and we can talk through these things. You know, I mean, life is about making choices. Life is about helping others. Life is about being happy. Life is about fellowship and friends. And then also life is about making the right financial choices, picking out the right investment vehicles, picking out the right financial tools. And there is all of that balance. And that is what I love helping my clients to figure out. So until next episode, I wish everybody a blessed week. Investment advice offered through Parallel Financial, an SEC registered investment advisor, able to conduct advisory business in states where it is registered or exempt or excluded from registration. Contents contained herein are for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer or solicitation for investment advice or for the purchase or sale of any security, insurance, or other investment product.